Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, I'm broadcasting from lovely Greenport. Here at the Maritime Festival. Greenport, a place so beautiful, I couldn't go back to the city so fast. So here I am today. Love it out here. Want to find out more about Greenport? Go to my friends at realty.com. Show you what Greenport's got going over the. I love it out here. Maritime Festival, gorgeous 2 days, tall ships, lots of food, non-stop food. Couldn't stop eating. It was so good. But AlbertsonRealty.com. Go check them out. See what's doing. Doggone it.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. Stay. Stay.
Bad dog.
That's a great way to start the day, isn't it? Bad dog. Bad dog. Okay. Let's have a little... Looking at the water, gorgeous water in Greenport, New York today. We're broadcasting live right now, and it's just gorgeous. The Maritime Festival is fantastic. Again, you want to hook up, find out more about Greenport, go to AlbertsonRealty.com. check them out. Very nice people over there. Very nice. And we've got a lot of things going on in the world. And we're going to get to some more music and have some fun.
Me, yeah, yes, Lombardo.
You're
probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. And when I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She
does
it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me. These mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches. I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining.
My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City,
to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow. And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris, that other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
I feel poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And they live wrongly unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You look friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think, yeah, I'm crazy, you're probably right.
a computer problem here, but I'll just have to talk to you for a while my computer figures out. I don't know, it just shut down on me. Luckily, I put on a long comedy piece to fill, so if you're in the chat room, my apologies. I'll try to get to you as soon as possible. I don't know what's going on with it, but meanwhile, let me plug some of my favorite shows that I listen to. That would be Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. I can't see what she has on because I can't get to my email. And we'll see what happens with that. But, don't know. Computer went nowhere. Internet, gone. So, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. You'll learn everything about it. And everything you need to know about the movies. And Betty Jo, I think, has got over 4,000, can it be, blogs on movies that she's gone to, attended. And just great for checking her out, I'm telling you. It's a terrific show. Who else? My buddy, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Yeah, you want to check him out. Every day at 4 p.m. And he's got great stuff. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. And that is every day 4 p.m., the Mom Pop Shop. I'm just sorry, I'm trying to type and get back into my chat room. Something happened with the power out here. And we'll check it out. See what's going on. All right, we're headed back there. George Bettinger, let's see. Also, the Wacko Bob Show, which is on now. Sorry, guys, I'm on at the same time you are. They're on every day, I believe, at 9 a.m., so check up on Blog Talk Radio. And as soon as I get in the chat room, we'll solve this little problem. Meanwhile, if you're in the Greenport area, that's the North Shore of Long Island, you've got to definitely check out Greenport. Terrific. Go to AlbertsonRealty.com. Check it out. Very nice people there. They're glad to show you around. Check it out. I love it out here. That's where we're broadcasting live from. Also, don't forget to watch my show. Yep. Ooh, I got a caller in there. I think that's you, Betty Jo Tucker, from Pueblo, Colorado, Movie Attic Headquarters, every day at 4 p.m. Let me see if I can get into my chat. I don't know if you heard what happened, Betty Jo. The computer just went... Luckily, I had a 10-minute bid on to fill while I was trying to fix it. And now, hopefully, it's coming back on. I got a feeling it's just a case of overloaded memory, like most of us. George Bettinger Show every day at 4 p.m. The Mom and Pop Shop. Go check them out on Facebook. Join their Facebook page. And also join Betty Jo Tucker on Facebook. All right. Let me try and play something while I try and get into the chat room. Don't know what's going on here.
Ale, 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 ale.
Radio show. It's very great. He's got all these comedians, famous comedians from around the world, and on his show, and he's very funny. And also, George Bettinger's got to go, but George, every day at 4 p.m., he wrote me a nice little promo. Let me see if I could find it. I've got to do my alphabet to find it. Here's a nice little promo George Bettinger wrote.
Say the secret word, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
I love that George Bettinger. He's terrific. Yes, and tomorrow, Tuesday at 4 p.m., you can listen to Betty Jo Tucker interview Barry Bostwick. Barry Bostwick, for me, will always be the Rocky Horror Show. Love him in the Rocky Horror Show, but he's gone on to have, who knew, he was a good singer. And he's had a great acting career as well. Who was that? Susan Sarandon. Barry Bostwick and Susan Sarandon in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. My dear, and he was there the day the earth stood still. Anyway, love that musical. I wonder why they don't bring that back live, or if they ever would. They did make it into a very strange movie. It's more of an experience where you go in to the movie theaters in New York, and they would have the Rocky Horror Picture Show midnight shows. Very fascinating with the people who dress up. I don't know if you're not in New York Cyanide. I see you there in Amsterdam. They do that there too, but they would dress up as it, and it was very funny, very funny. FDR, American Badass. What is that, Betty Jo? Is that on tomorrow? Is that his newest movie? okay, I'm not quite sure, but a little comedy from George.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula!
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drek, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood, simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, we're a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me? Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go. Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle. I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you 12 bazookas on the house. Hello, I'm here to see the Count Weidenheimen's diamond. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. Yeah. I brought you the record, album, disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drek, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
Oh, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my veg wood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Weidenheimen? Don't be a nervous, Drek. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oi, hey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
The George Benger Show, every day at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker, that's so funny. So Barry Bostwick is playing FDR as a werewolf killer. First, there was Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer. Now there's Barry Bostwick, werewolf killer. And the DVD comes out tomorrow, FDR Badass. I love it. Oh, that's going to be some show tomorrow on Betty Jo Tucker at 4 p.m. Hey, Cyanide, I know I'm doing my show early, but that's because I got to catch a bus back to the city. But thank you for tuning in, Betty Jo. You just, Leslie Nielsen passed the torch. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, and check out her movie blogs and reviews. Very informative.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me? This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint. What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell. Catastrophic and gloomy. Sort of liking touch to.
What's true? not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
By Tom Carozza from his CD Zesty. You can find Tom Carozza on Facebook if you want to order his CD. Dark. That's what I'm saying here. We're having a darkness here. I don't know if I should just. Is it me? It's fun. It's all fun. Betty Jo Tucker every day at 4 p.m. and my buddy George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. Betty Jo's Tuesdays. Sorry, Betty Jo. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. I'm just a little. Congested here. And George Bencher, the Mom and Pop Shop, and don't forget Wacko Bob. They're not in today because they have a show on right now. So that makes it very interesting all around. We're just cross-pollinating like crazy here. Crazy, I tell you.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me cray to the Z. Make me cray to the Z. No texting at the table.
Me, I'm the voice of you.
Make me.
the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, me, cray to the Z. Make me, me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. Break it down. Where we going with you? Make me. Where we going with cray to the Z? You wanna?
Tomorrow at 4 p.m., Barry Bostwick, FDR Badass. Ooh, comes out in DVD. I can't wait. Sounds like so much fun. Cyanide in Amsterdam. Thanks for tuning in. I think we'll go out with a Western. Thank you all. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. Betty Doe Tucker every Tuesday at the Movie Attic headquarters. Also, Facebook friender and check her blog. Let's go out with a Western, guys. How about it? I think so. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget my friends.
Yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-yay.